Nafal lefanav mikol hakriya. Ber kruya. We had already a ber that was dug already. V'nichnas kaira sachar v'seichai. And someone, and a worker was hired to dig further. Lahachiv oy lahamik. To make it wider or deeper. V'sher oylech al sfas haber. V'shama kola patish v'nivas v'nafal alponav beber. And the sibe of the nefilas asher was because he got frightened from the kola patish of the skoyre. Chayev balaber. So the balaber is chayev. V'afilu sher shehu pikeach. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though that asher pikeach haber is potter, the Omar Lakaman Bamas Nisa, the Baal Haber Potter, the boy Iuni Amazel. Oche Chay, here the Baal Haber is Chayev, Shekola Kriya Bi Asosoi, Big Mora Porich, Neymar Koyre Goramla. So the Chiddush is, but even though Asher Pikeach is Chayev. But the Gemara is another Kasher, let us say, that the Baal Koyre, Neymar Koyre Goramla. Lishna Achrine, then Rashi says the second lotion, Lefonov Mikol Akriya, Balaber Chaye, the Afogav Dikolameme, Koyre Goramle. The whole Chiddush of the Mishnah is that we don't say this is for Asher Pikeichel Takedi Potter. We're talking about a Shecher Eshay to the Cotton. No, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that you don't say Koyre Goramle. And if we would say Koyre Gormle, the Koyre Groma Balmodovit, the Kamla Mavis, as Chavere Potin Dinyodim, the Tavayo Liftere. That means the Nefila came about Al Yedei, the Koyre, and that should be a Sibbe, and the Koyre is Potter because he's a Grome, and the Balaber is Potter because the Ika Sibbe's Nefila is through the Koyre. Now let us see the Gemara. And Beizam and Beiz, Nafal Lefonov. So the Mishnah differentiates between Nafal Lefonov and Nafal La'achov. So Nafal Lefonov, Omar Rav, Lefonov, Lefonov Mamish. It means, or Ponov Mamish, there's a Gilsa. It fell on its face down. La'achov, Achov Mamish. It fell on the back, and the face of the behemoth is lemayla min haber, v'zeh beber. But tzai lefonov and tzai la'achov is speaking about that the sheir fell into the ber. No, the Mishnah differentiates the oifen anafila. If the oifen anafila was that roishai is teich haber, or roishai is chutz leber. Zot Rashi, lefonov mamish, alponov nofal, umeis min ahevel, uz meis min ahevel. Vizeh beber, after lahoch hashmina mas nisen, the potter, even though he fell into the ber, hoyo beloi mahav lo mis, since the sibes hamisa was not because of the hevel, elo mechavote, vikalka oilom, dimnei rishus harab, mezikosai. So he's potter meyachov, because the hezek came through Karkoilo. And the Gemara says, this pshat that Rav says in the Mishnah, is Rav goes, l'shitosoi, Rav l'taymei, the Omar Rav, b'er shechiva olof teire, lahav loy, v'loy lachavote. So memele, so that is what the Mishnah is telling us. La'achov, since the Misa came only through the chvat and not through the hevel, so he's potter. Shmuel Omar, and Shmuel says, "Beboyer, if he fell into the boyer, beimel lefonov, beimel la'achov chayev. If he fell into the boyer, so it doesn't matter how the oifen on the filler was." Shmuel etaimei, the Omar lahavloi v'choshkein lechavotai. Alehechis amemele, so Shmuel says that there's no difference whatsoever how the oifen on the filler was if he fell into the bear. Elo heichi domi la'achov mikir la'kriya the potter. So what is pshat in the Mishnah that la'achov is potter? Kegoin de niskal be'boyer. ונופל לאחרי הבאר חוץ לבאר. But he fell, was נזכר בבאר, and he fell אחרי הבאר חוץ לבאר. So then Shmuel holds that you are potter. Now let us see Taisvis. Zip Taisvis, Shmuel letaimei, the Oma lahavloi v'cholshken lachabotoi. So therefore, according to Shmuel, it does not matter how the share felt. Ve'imtaima v'taisvis akashe, dume ki mechayev v'chavtoi v'chabotoi haynuk shenizkal b'boyot. אבל הוכו שכל הקריאה גורם לו ליפל, וגם נכפת בקרקע אילום, בהו הווה פוטר. Now let us elaborate to understand what Taisvis Kasha is. בחידוש הרב שלמה, בסימן ב', he's מבאר as follows. Just let's go back to Taisvis דף נון עמד ב'. Taisvis דף נון עמד ב', explains the Gemara says, according to Shmuel, the person will make a goiva b'rshus harabim, and the sheir will be niskal on this goiva in nofal l'karka ha-rshus harabim. According to Shmuel, yechayiv. Frektaisves, what is the difference between achayrei haber, that we just learned over here, that achayrei haber is potter according to Shmuel, even though it's niskal b'ber, he tripped because of the bur, and he fell achirei abur. And here it says in the Mishnah that he is potter. And by a goiva, if he tripped on the goiva and he fell into karka olam, he's chayev. This was Taisvis kasha. And this kasha, Taisvis said two terutzim. The first terutz of Taisvis is that according to Shmuel, if he made a goiva and he fell from the goiva into the Rishus Haram, he'll be potter. Because you say, karka olam is ikosai. That's what the Gemara says, that ovad goiva, he made a goiva and he fell into the Rishus Harabim, the halacha is that he is chayiv. That is speaking about that he made a chafira of heitvochim. So he was machshir the karke, it's a chavota didei. That means he was, the chvat came about through his chfire. He was megala the karke. So then Shmuel holds that he's chayiv. So that means betziruf, the goiva and the chavota, he was machshir the hezek. He was machshir the hezek. That is Svoras Taisvis in the first Mahalach. But Shmuel never held that Yechayev on Karka Ilo. The second Teretz of Taisvis is, that Shmuel holds that if Ovad Goiva B'Rishus HaRabim, he fell into the Rishus HaRabim, he's Chayev. Even though it's Karka Ilo Mizikosai, Afal Pikein, he's Chayev because he was Mesav of the Takola. So there's no problem of Karka Olam Mizikosai according to Shmuel. So Taisus only has a problem over there. So why, if it was Nofal La'achirei HaBoyer, so there's also, he was Mesav of the Nefil. What's the difference? Ovad Goiva V'Nofal Rishus HaRabim. That I don't say karka olam is ikosai, since he was misaviv the nefila. And for being misaviv the nefila, you also chayiv. We had mentioned that Amir de Kemeshe Chochme, the nofal shoma, doesn't say, is ke yiftach ishber, v'cheyicha ishber, the nofal shoma, doesn't say, the nofal boy. The nofal shoma is coming to tell us that even niskal b'boyer, the nofal la'achoyre yaber, fell there, not in the boyer. He's also chayiv. He's chayiv for making a takola. So Taisvis has a problem. So if Shmuel holds Yechayiv for making a takola, so why does Shmuel hold Nofal Achirei Abur? You are potter. So Taisus answers, because here he made a chatzita kola, because nofal mikoyla kriya. The sibbe of the takola was not only from the boy. The sibbe takola was al yedei the koyla kriya also. A chatzita kola is not high. Fine. That's why nofal la'achere yaboyer is potter, because it's a chatzita kola. Now, according to the second teretz of Tosfos, Shmuel holds that you're chayiv, Shmuel said you're chayiv by a goiva. Of a goiva you are chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Because you made the takola. That's why you're chayiv, because you made the takola. Nofal la'achere yaboyer. I didn't make the takola, so that's why I'm potter. So according to the second teretz of Tosfos, the mekor yechayev is if you made a takola, and a chatzi takola is not called a takola. So for Tosfos, so what is pshat Shmuel letaimei? Here it says nafal mekor lakriya b'toich haboyer bein milafonov. Bein Milacha, he is chayiv, and Shmuel Letaimei. So, Fractosis, where do you have a Shmuel Letaimei? Shmuel only said, you're chayiv on a chavot of Kakoilim if you make the takola. But here it's Mikaela Kriya. That's how it fell in. So, Mehechi Taisi, if it fell into the boil, if it fell into the boyer and it was nechbat in the boyer, fell me achir of mehechi teisi shiri bichayev, and you're telling me Shmuel letaimei, you're going with bekiyas. Shmuel said over there that you chayev an chvat. So memele, here you also be chayev an chvat. Frak Tosfos, how can you compare over there to over here? Over there he's chayev an chvat because he made the takola. He made the takola, so that's why he's chayv an chvat. But over here, he didn't make the takola. It was nofal mikoyl akriya. So how can you say Shmuel letaimei? Let's again see the lashon of Tosfos. Ve'im taima. Dil meki mechayiv bechavotoi. That's what Shmuel said, you chayv an chvat. Haynu kshenizkal beboyer. That he tripped because of the boyer. He made the takola, just like by goiva, he made the takola. So there, Tosfos said Shmuel holds, if he made the takola, even though the mazik was kakailom, it's the gate in the stone. That is Shita Shmuel. Avol hoche, shekoil akriya goram loilipoil. Here the koil akriya was goiram. So he did not make a complete takola. We got nechbat v'karkoilom. He is nechbat v'karkoilom. Because he is not havla d'day. By hevel, you say, since he created the hevel, so it's his hevel that's mazik. But over here, the karka, he's nechbat v'karkoilom. He didn't create the karka. Boho have a potter. So here, according to Shmuel, he should also be potter. This is going according to the second teretz of Tosfos, that Tosfos was machadish, that according to Shmuel, the chiyuv is because of the takola. Here he didn't make the takola. This is how it's mavur and shita mekabetzes batzim, but this is pshat and Tosfos kasha, zizik trap shleim. V'yeshleimer, v'shaper havi letaimei, the Ashkechon, the Mechayev, Bechavoto, Kshenechbat, Al Yedei, Maisov. Now you have to understand Pshat from Tosfos Teretz. Let me just mention what the Tosfos, the Tosfos Haroshes Pshat from Tosfos Teretz. Shmuel Letaimei, we have to take with a grain of salt. L'taimei haynu le'inyin zeh. The mechayev bechvat shel karka oilom. Shmuel's mechayev bechvat shel karka oilom. Kshachvat bo al yedei maisov. Avol milse de Shmuel hoche osa lo asufi. Avol pi shenofal mikoil hakriya. The Dachsav Meir Pshat in Taishvis is as follows. We had mentioned when we had learned the sugya before, Ramayshe, Natarashmur, they're mevayer the yisoid hamachlokes between Rav and Shmuel. If Rav holds Mishum Havloi, Shmuel holds Havloi, the Koshken Lachavotoi. The machlokes of Rav and Shmuel is what is the lumdus of Ber. Rav holds the lumdus of Ber is because Baal Aber, my mummin was Mazik. My mummin was Mazik. I'm the Mazik. That means that even though it's, the Nizik came to the Mazik, but the Chiddush HaTorah is that since I'm a Bailam on the Mazik, I'm Mechuyiv to pay for the Hezik. So therefore, Rav said, I'm a Bailam on the Mazik. How did I become a Bailam on the Mazik if I dug a Ber b'shusaram? So Rav said, a whole shtick Torah, the pshat is because I created the Hevel. The Mazik of Hevel, I'm Taka, the owner of it. I was the one that created the Hevel. So the Torah says, so you're the Bailam of the Hevel. So since this Hevel was Mazik, so your Chayim, on what your Hevel did, this is equivalent, your share was Mazik. So Mamela, your Hevel was Mazik. And we can understand that I'm the Bailam of the Hevel, because I was the one that created this Hevel. Shmuel holds, the Chayim is not only because you're the Bailam, that's not the only Chayim. There's a chiyuv also for the chavat. Now, chavat, by the chavat, we have a problem. Means the guy from a posik, the nofal koldu. The posik says this, it's not some of the espor. The nofal koldu, the posik says it doesn't matter how it fell. If it fell head up, head down, the nofal koldu. So if the posik tells me it fell head up, I'm chayiv, there's no hevel over there, and you're still chayiv, fine. So you see, there's a chiyuv on the chavat. Now, why am I chayiv for the chavat? That Rav is 100% right. It's not called my karka was mazik. Let's not fool ourselves, because it's karka ilam, it's the karka of the shusarab. So Shmuel learned a different lumdis in the mazik of Ber. The mazik of Ber was, if I dug a Ber, and through this entity of a Ber, I was machshir the hezik, that means this entity of the Ber was Masha the Hezek of that which falls into it. So I'm Chayef to pay. I was Masha the Hezek. Now, being Masha the Hezek can be done in a few ways on it. One oifen could be, I created something that makes someone trip. That's called as Masha the Hezek. That's one way we can look at it. Therefore, let's say, by making a boil, so taking away the karka, I'm marshal, it's not called, my thing was mazik, you don't even mind, I took away karka, but this boil is a contraption that's marshal the hezik, because by digging away the earth, so the share that's walking by will fall in. So it was marshal the hezik of the neifel b'soicha boil. So Taylor said, you're chai for being marshal the hezik. So that is one oifen of being machshir a hezik by causing the nefila of the shir. So this is a poshita case. This is the nofal. The Shmuel Darsh, the nofal kolder, doesn't matter how the shir fell. The shir fell in backwards, the head is sticking out, but I was, and it died because of the karka ilum. But I was machshir this hezik, so memele, I'm chay. And therefore the Gemara said, who then Ovad Goiva b'Rishus Harabim, he made a ramp in the Rishus Harabim that when they're going up the ramp, they don't realize they're going up the ramp, and all of a sudden the ramp stops and walking further you fall into the Rishus Harabim. So that's also, I was Marshal the Hezek by making this ramp which suddenly ends and you fall into the Rishus Harabim. That, so Shmuel was the one that said, the Ashkechen, the Mechayev Bechavote. Shmuel holds that Yechayev Bechavote, Kshenechbat Al Yedei Maisav. Through his, not his Mazik was Mazik, that's not Shmuel, that's Rav. But Shmuel is the one that said that the lumdus is, if al yidei maisav im nechbat, that means in other words, if he was machshel the hezek, that's enough of a sibah to be machayev. That's what Shmuel said. God said there's no such thing in the world. You're not that al yidei maisav you were machshel. Your mum has to be mazik. If your mum was a mazik, forget about it. So, about Litaimei says, was he said machshel the hezek. So Memele, so now the Gemara is going a step further. According to Shmuel, that said being Machshel the Hezek is sufficient. And that's why Ovid Goiva Beshusarab Miyochayet. So the Gemara said, if the Gemara held in the, they said, this is a Hesofa before. It's not what we said before. But if we're going with this Shita, we can go a step further. That if a person was Megala the Kalka, which is Mazik, that means before I dug this boil, there would be a Kelakriya from today till tomorrow, but he won't bang himself. Now I dug out Kalka, and I made that this Kalka is capable of being Mazik, a share that falls in. Tak, I wasn't Mashed the Ezek by throwing him in, by making him fall, that the Kerlakriya did. But I was marshal the Hezek by digging out the Kalke, that now there's a mocking that if the share falls, he'll bang himself very good. That's also called I was marshal the Hezek. So that is Pshat Shmuel Litaimei. That's what Tosfos is saying. Shmuel was the one that was mechadish, that the Yesod Achiyev is of Beiris being marshal the Hezek. So in being Mashed the Hezek, so before he said, I can be Mashed the Hezek by being Misaviv the Nefilah. That's what he said before. He's not saying this now. He was talking about Nofam Mitoich HaKriya, because HaKriya. But I'll call upon him, he was Mashed the Hezek by digging out the boil. By digging out the boil. So now you have a Kalka that when the shoil will lose its balance, will have a Gesunte Chavat, a Gesunte Banger, that'll kill him. So that's also called, so that's the Ktai Shmuel Litaimei. That's what Taisvus is saying. And this is the Lashon of the Taisvus HaRosh. The Taisvus HaRosh is Meredig. Litaimei, Haine Le'inyin Zeh. That what Shmuel said, the Mechaye Bechvat Shel Kalka Olam Chechvat Bo Al Yedei Maisov, if he was Machshel the Chvat. So Shmuel said, Yochayev, so now he says, if he's machshel the chvat by digging the burrs, also chayev. Avil milse de shvua hoche osel la sufi. This is a Tosfos on before. Avil pisha nofal mikoy lakriya. That lechayre is pshat in Tosfos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Akaponim, we have here a machlekes, the machlekes Rav Shmuel. If the chiyev of boyer is mitzad havloi, or mitzad havloi and chabote. Eisvei, we learned a baraise, the baraise is bitter. Beboir, a shoyer fell in a boir. Bein lefonov, it doesn't matter if it fell in face down. Bein leachov, or it fell face up. Chayev, so the baraise says you're chayev. The Gemara, Tiyufte the Rav. So enough in the Baraisa, not like Rav, because Rav says, La'achav Yepota. The Nofal Derech Nefila, Rav said, Bavke face down. And this Kasha, we have three Terutzim in the Gemara. Omar Rav Chizde. So Rav Chizde said, Moi de Rav, Beber Beshusayb de Chayev. Zicher. Rav is also made it is a case that you'll be chayv and chvat. If it's a boir b'shusay, that means, let's say, hivke b'shusay, b'lay hivke boiray, the boir is his, so now it's his boir that was mazik. That's what Rav said, that you only chayv and hevel, because Rav is talking about a boir b'shusay rabin, it's not his, you can't call him a bala boir, and the chiyav of bala boir is, if it's my boir, how's it my boir? It's kakoilo. So there, Rav said, "Aushtek Teire." So the son, a kosov keilu bershus, that means on the hevel that he created. Since he created devils, he's the bala hevel. But the chvat is kakoilam is in kosov. He's a mele. Then the Teire will never make him a bala boy. But that's dafkitz abir bershus harab. This beraisa
is talking about a baby shusai. Hivke shusai, lehivke boirai in the chvat that was mazik. His this is karka didei. So here Rav is also moide that you'll say that he's chayim on the chvat. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two. The chayim shemdomal emimonim shechi bahav lemis hav ledidochu hi bechavot emis chavot ledidochu. So it's no problem. That's Rav Chisda's teretz. Rabba Omar hoche b'mayaskinen a very interesting okimte. It says la'achov ischayev b'mishapach. Must have been a very deep boil. And it seems the shoer was making cartwheels. So the shoer fell in, he fell in face down. And then, in the middle of his fall, he turned around, and he fell on his back. He fell on his back. And he died. The Nofala Ape, it's speaking about, when the Tchilas Hanafila was face down. Vishapach, and he turned around in the middle of the Nefila. V'nofal agave, da havle, da hanibe, a hanibe, amoyre de kezach. So the Barais is telling us a chiddish that the hevel is so potent that even though we have mastama, a deep boyer, if we have a share flipped around in the boyer, that the hevel, the hevel that's in the upper chalik of the boyer is so potent that I can attribute the misa of the shoyer to the hevel. So memela, so even though it ended up falling on its back, but I attribute the misa to the hevel which it encountered first. That is Rabbi's pshat in the Barais. Let's see what Rashi says. Rabba Omar, hoche b'ayaskinen d'ktoni la'achav chayiv, b'mishapach d'nofal al apay b'reishe. It fell first, face down. U'mikame d'mota l'karki iso, before it reached the ground, mishapach, it turned around, v'nofal al gabe, it fell on its back. So the chiddush of the Barais is, havle dahani bay, havle shenichnas boy, betchilas nefilosoi, the hevel that entered the nostrils of the shoyer, betchilas nefila v'hayila by laha mesia misosi. This is the sibe I attribute the mise to this hevel. That's Rabbi's pshat the Barais. Rav Yosef Oma, Rav Yosef says a third pshat in the Barais. A very interesting pshat. But that what it says in the Baraisa, Beboir, Bein Lefonov, Bein La'achav Chayiv, it is not speaking about that, we're speaking about a shoyer fell into a boir, but the Baraisa was very sosom, it doesn't say what happened, what the hezek was. So Rav Yosef says, "Hochi beniske boir b'sheir askinon." We're speaking about the sheir fell into the boir, and the sheir was mazik the mayim in the boir. Did it say one word here that the sheir died? It's a very sosum the kaloshin of the Baraisa. Beboir, it fell into a boir. Bein lefonov, it doesn't matter how it fell. Bein lefonov, bein laachov. Ischayev, it means that ischayev for dirtying the water. Let's see what Rash. Rabbi Yisrael Mocha Beniske Boer B'Sheir Askinu. We're not saying that the Sheir was genizik al Yedei Boer. No, the Mei Ha Boer was genizik al Yedei Sheir. Mainiu Shehivish Es Meimov. That the Sheir that fell into the Boer. While falling, the shoe was not too clean. So, falling into the boir, he was mavish the mei mei abir. So that's what the Barais is telling us, the loishna lefonov, the loishna la'achov mechayev. It doesn't matter how the shoe fell in. Now, kan shoyel aben,
So what's the Chiddush? If we're speaking about that it was Mazik the Mayim, so I need a Baraisa to tell me, you know, a share fell into a bird. The share was filthy, and then it fell into the bird, and then the Mayim got all Hivish Mayma. You know what? It doesn't matter if it fell in frontwards or backwards. Shemish Mayim. That's true, but what's the Chiddush of the Baraisa? So the Dvar Yaakov asks the Kasha. He brings down the Kasha. I thought perhaps we could say, perhaps we could say as follows. The lotion of the Baraisa is very sosum. It means, Bibur, the Baraisa says, Bibur ben lefon of ben laachot. That means it's very beber ben lafon ben laachov. So Rav Yosef was the one that said that it means beber that the hezek was in the boil. The hezek was to the boil because it doesn't mention anything. So perhaps, according to Rav Yosef, the beraisa is coming l'diyuki. It's coming to al-sadiq. If the hezek was to the boil, be boil. If the hezek was to the boil, then it doesn't matter. Ben lafon or ben la'achav. But if the hezek was to the shev, then it matters. And there's a difference. Ben lafon or ben la'achav. So could be the baraisa is telling us in a remes dika oifen like rav. I goofy cautious. Why do you have to speak up and says, oh, you speak straight, basically, but al kaponim. Could be it's not the kashan we asked, what is the Baraisa telling us? It's not too bad. It's telling us Rav's din, but it's telling us in Azarifan. Let us see Rashi. Zakrashi Oche Beniske Boer Bisher was speaking about that the boer got kinistic through the shir. Shasher nifnas lochotzabalabayish loy bishus. So he had no issues whatsoever in there. The novel of Baal, the Hivish has made. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Tony Rav Chananya l'siyu al Rav. Now Rav Chananya brought a Baraisa. This first Baraisa was problematic according to Rav. He had to make a Kimtis or Rav Yosef's Pshat. Tani Rav Chanani l'siyu al Rav. V'nofal ad sheyipol derech nefila. The Braise says klar, that the Braise darshens v'nofal it should fall the way it normally falls. Mikan amru nofal lefonam mikol akriya chayim. Ache mikol akriya potter v'ze b'boir. So nof in the Braise like Rav. Fine. Zitrashi derech nefile alponav mashme. That's a taj der, the roi behemis hanoiflam boime kapneim neiflam. Now we're starting a new sugya, which is a difficult sugya, so let us start. We had in the Mishnah, nofal lefonav mikela kriya chayiv. So, okay, we know Pshat, according to Rav, it means Nafalafonav, Alponav, according to Shmuel, it doesn't matter, fine. But the Mishnah says, it's Mikol Akriya, that the reason of the Nefila was Mikol Akriya. V'amai Neimo Koire Gorem Lai. Let us say that the reason for this Nefila was because of the Koire. And what does that mean? So, not knowing too much, which we'll see later in the Gemara, the Bible will learn according to Rashi, not knowing too much, the Gemara seems to ask, we should attribute, that means if you have over here a hezek that came about through two parties, there's someone that's banging, that was misaviv, that the sher should fall into the boil. So, in other words, the Kaire was misaviv the Nefilas Hashem. The Boyer was Mazik the Sher. The Gemara asked Akasha, let us, more assumed we should attribute the Hezek to the Maple. He's the Iker Oise in the Hezek. He's the Iker Mazik over here, the one who threw the Sher into the Bur. And so the Balabur should be Potter. It's not me. He threw him into the Bur. The Kaira threw him into the Bur. And what should be? So no one should pay. The Balabur is Potter to pay. He threw him into the Bur. And the Baal, the Kaira should be poor. He's a grummer. I mean, he's just banging away. That's a grummer. So the Gemara's kasha is, why does it say in the Mishnah that the Baal HaBoyer is chayiv? No. The Baal HaBoyer comes with a lawyer. The Kaira was going. So I'm out of the picture. So maybe no one should pay. That's shot in the Gemara's kasha. But now we'll see two interesting lashonos in Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Nofel Lofonu Mikol HaKriya chayiv. Let us say that the Kaira was Goyram the Nefila. The Kaira Potter, who? The Grome, Baalmehu. The Kaira is a Goyram, so no one should pay. Now let's learn into parentheses. Vafilu HaKaira Balabur. Now Rashi says, what'll be if the Kaira was the Balabur? So that means, looking at it, Bakal Mikol Koil, because of him, the Sher got killed. He dug the boyer, he's making the noise, and to him, everything happened. The Gemara is asking Rakasha, he should be Potter. Why? Afilo HaKoyre Balaboy, Ikele Miftre, Mahay Taime, Afilo, he's the Balaboy. The Kibin de Mishum Grome Nofal, Istalik, Chiyuve de Boer Minei, Als the Balaboy, that's why do you want to be Mechaim? Als Balaboy, he didn't fall because of the Boer, fell because of the Kaira. Verom Yepshiuse, the Kaila Kriya. It fell because of the Kaila Kriya. So may you can't be Mechaim, me Als Balaboy. And I Als Kaila Kriya, Vahu Groma Balma Upota. And Als the Kaila came also Upota. So Rashi is saying when the Gemara asked Akasha, the name of Kaira Gormloi, which means, in other words, that the Balabur should be Potter, the Gemara is including, even if the Balakair is the Balabur, but he should also be Potter. The Nefila is not through his Bur, and the Kaila Kri is a Grama, he should be Potter. That's Mahalach number one. In Yen Acher, Narashi says a second Mahalach. No. If the Kaira would be the Balabur, then he would be Chayiv. Now, we're speaking about Shena Kaira Balabur, Askinan El Shahu Schiroi, Uchagain Shahisa Berkruya Vaimedes Kaidim Lachain. We'll come to later what Rashi says further. So Rashi says, no, the Gemara is only speaking about Reuven Dagabur. Reuven Dagabur, now he hired Shimon to make it deeper, and Shimon is what the Shimon, when he's starting to dig, he makes a noise and the Sher falls into the Bur, and there the Gemara is, so the Kairim was Kairim, and then so the Kair is Potter, the Balabur is Potter. But if the Bailim is the Kairabur, then Al Tanafila, you were Mesavad the Nefila, Al Tachvat, it's your Bur. That's the two lashonos of Rashi. So the Chazon Ish says pshat in the second lashon. The svirelei lahai lishne, the maise odom mitstarif im chiyuv momoinoi. We can make a set. That means the maise odom becomes mitzurif im chiyuv momoinoi. Even though it's only a gram. That means the Chazon Ish says like this, by a boir gufe, if it would fall because of the boir, so the falling is not a gram. It's a chifar. I mean, it wasn't hoylach amazik, it was through the boir, it was nigram to nefila. And that's the chiyuv of boir. Hochi chayve rachmona, even though it was, the whole hezek came about, it was geirim to nefila. So the second lashon of Rashi holds it can be mitzaref, the maise, the balabur, the maise ha'odom, mit starf der meise oder mit starf im hier mein neu beefsche lechaiwe ja beure afschu gram ne viele und der idach lischne ein meise atzmoi mit starf im beure. Okay, that is how the Chazaynish is magdil the machloikis of the Tulu Shainis, if Maisa Atzmai can be mitzaref im Boirei. Fine, that's the Tulu Shainis. The Maram asks Akasha, according to the second Loshen, if the Baal HaBoir was the Kaire, she's Takechayev. Takechayev. So the Maskash is, but speaking about it was Chiroi, so that's a Balabaya. Name a Kaira Gomloi. Take the Maram Amiridike Kash. Take the Maram Akashe. Why are you making problems? The Mishnah says the Balabaya is Chaya. And you yourself hold in the second lotion, if the Balabaya is the Kaira, it'll take also be Chaya. So why are you saying, no, the Mishnah speaking about that someone else was doing it. Ah, someone else was doing it, so they have a problem, so why is the Balabaya Chaya? Who told you that someone else is doing it? Let's live peacefully. Let's say it's speaking about the Balabur was the Kaire, and then Vakel, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that it's Mitztarev, Mais Odom, Mais Mamoinoi, and Yochayev, and it's beautiful. Why are you looking for problems? As I fragt the Maram. So the Maram answers, and that's the Chmir, this is totally, we had two Terutzim, and two Mahalchim Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah said, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, the Baal HaBoir Chaya? So Rashi in the second Loshen is, the Chiddush is, you don't say, name it Kaire Gorem Loi. That's the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah has to be speaking that someone else was the Kaire. And that's the Chiddush, that even though there was someone else, that's all Chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though there was someone else, Afal Pikein, the Baal HaBoir is Chayim, they don't say Kaira Golem. Now let's continue. Fine. So Rashi says the Mishnah speaking about that Reuven Dog HaBoir. The Mishnah is speaking about that Reuven Dog HaBoir. Shimon was Kaira the Boir, and now the sheriff fell in. So the Gemara asks, so let us say that the Kaira was Goyim. So now Rashi said, so the Kasha is, Goyim Shehoisa Boir Kruya Vemedes Kaidim Lochein. The Boir was already dug. The E Hai Koye, if we'll say that this Socher was the digger, So then the Kaira will be Chayiv. If he was the one that dug this Boir, so he's a Baal HaBoir, and now he's digging weiter, so he'll be Chayiv. Aye, he's digging it for the person who made him a Shliach, then Shliach L'Dvar HaVeire. This we had before also. If someone makes a shliach to the gabur shusarabim, the mishalach is potter, then shliach the dvar avere, the osa lekalkel reshus arab. Now this is a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, if I make a shliach to the gabur shusarabim, so I'm not responsible because it's a dvar avere, and Rashi seems to be looking, what's the avere to dig a boir b'shus harabim? So Rashi says, well, also a year. I love to be mekalkel the b'shus harabim. So the Mishnah Melech learned pshat in this Rashi that there's a psanis of the Rabbonan. So b'shus harabim, you're not allowed to be mekalkel the b'shus harabim. It brings a raya from this Rashi that a filo by an avere the Rabbonan, you also say, ein shliach l'dvar avere, an akasha an amarit, that says, by an avere the Rabbonan, you say, yes, shliach l'dvar avere. This is how the Mishnah Melech learns pshat. But it's moiridik interessant that if we have to look with candles to find what the problem is to dig a boir b'shus harabim. Abul Chanan in Kovet Shiyurim says, he says he knows two reasons why not allowed to dig a boir b'shus harabim. Number one, v'haftal reyacha kamoicha. Number two, lifnei iver leisitein mirshel. So he says, he knows the rice is chamurais, that you should be chayiv. Others want to say that's good for Pshan Rashi, also the Kalkushus Rabbin. That's good for Rashi means because also making a takola, but the Loshna Rashi is not mashma like that.